Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man Trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. All right, now come a-running, boys and girls, because it's time for fun with Happy Hank. Say, let's start off with a great big laugh. Are you ready? All right, now. One, two, three, laugh. Ooh, oh, boy, I almost lost my breath, but it's fun to laugh, you know. You know, it makes you feel hippity-skippity all over. And when I laugh, I always feel like singing. Say, how about you joining me in a song? And you too, Mother and Grandma. Yes, sir, I'll bet we all know this one. Coming round the mountain, so let's go. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain. Coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be driving six white horses when she comes. She'll be driving six white horses when she comes. When she comes, she'll be driving six white horses. Driving six white horses. She'll be driving six white horses when she comes, or when she comes. Oh, boy, I almost went too low that time. Hey, that was fine. And we sure had a good...
Say, Happy Hank, I was thinking...
As I was saying, we sure were coming around the...
Well, how about a riddle, Happy Hank?
Now, just a moment, Squeaky. Don't you know that it isn't good manners to interrupt when I'm talking?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
I know you didn't mean to. But when you interrupt me like that, folks will say you're rude.
Who? Me? Oh, goodness, no. I just wondered if maybe you had a good riddle for today. Have you? I mean, sir?
Well, now, that's better. Yes, sirree, I do have a riddle that'll make you do some thinking today. How about it, boys and girls? Are you ready for a riddle?
Oh, sure. We're always ready, aren't we, boys and girls?
All right, then, say, you better put on those thinking caps, boys and girls. Now, here's the riddle. What is the rudest bird? What is the rudest bird? Now, there's a stickler.
Oh, boy, it certainly is. I know the rudest animal.
The rudest animal? Well, what's that?
A goat, because he's always butting in. You get it?
Yes, I get it. I guess that's why you remind me of a goat, because you're always butting in.
Oh, say, that's pretty good for you.
Oh, well, now, you just try to figure out the answer to that riddle. What is the rudest bird? Now, boys and girls, if you can't figure out the answer, I'll tell you the answer at the end of the program. But right now, get ready, boys and girls. It's time for a pickup parade. All right, say, turn on the magic electric eye there just a minute, will you, pal of mine?
Yes, sir, here she goes.
Yes, sir. Well, say, when you hear that buzz, boys and girls, you know that I'm looking at you through my magic electric eye. Oh, my goodness, say, just look at all the boys and girls out there. Well, we're going to have a dandy pickup race today. You can turn it off now.
Okay.
Now, line up everybody in front of your radios. Uh-oh, hold everything, everybody. Here comes popcorn. Yes, sir, Popcorn, you're just in time for the pickup parade. You know, Popcorn watches the clock and tells us when the pickup parade is over. That's why I call him our watchdog. All right, now, when I blow the whistle like this, we all start marching around the room and we pick up all the things that are out of place and put them where they belong. All the toys and books and magazines and papers and coats and hats. And then when Popcorn tells us the race is over, I'll blow the whistle again and check up to see who the winners are, the boys or the girls. Well, how does the score stand right now, Squeaky?
Well, let's see. Oh, my goodness, it's a tie.
A tie? Well, say, this really is going to be an exciting race. All right, now, everybody, you ready? Tension. Forward, march. Left, 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 right, left, 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 right, left. Pick it up. Pick it up, bumpty-bumpty-bum. Pick it up, bumpty-bumpty-bum. Pick it up, put it up, lay it on the shelf. Don't leave it for mother, but pick it up yourself. Left, left, and a left, right, left. All right, now, you'd better keep going, boys and girls. Be sure to pick up those toys on the floor and put them back where they belong. Don't forget those funny books and that coat on the chair. No, sir, pick it up, this is lots of fun. pick it up, pick it up. Let's keep on the run. Now if you are finished and don't know where to go, just turn around and march right back to the radio. Left, 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 right, left, left, left and a left, right, left. Say you'd better hurry, hurry, hurry. Pickup race is almost over. Who's going to win, the boys or the girls? Oh, look at Popcorn. He's looking at the clock. He's up on his toes. And there he goes. All right, the pickup race is over. Wait till I blow the whistle. That's enough. That shows you the pickup race is over. Now we'll check up. Turn on the magic eye, will you, Squeaky?
Yes, sir. Here she goes.
Oh, boy, that's wonderful, boys and girls. Say, I'll bet Mother's proud of you today. Now, all the boys who finished the pickup race on time, put up your hands. 16, 97, 262. Oh, all right, put your hands down. Now, let's see the hands of all the girls who finished on time. 96, 327, 700. Oh, my goodness. Well, put your hands down. Turn off the eye, Squeaky.
Okay, and who won today, Happy Hank? Hmm? Who's the winner?
Well, all right, say, it was a mighty close race, all right. But according to my magic calculator, the winners are the girls.
Well, hooray! I'll mark up one for the girls, and that puts the girls one ahead.
That's right, but I know the boys will just keep on trying just the same. And now it's time for our slogan song, remember? Oh, sure you do. Drink all your milk? You know, that's the way we keep healthy and grow up to be strong, healthy boys and girls. So let's sing our slogan song together. Here we go. When you take your seat and start in to eat, if you want to feel fine as silk, the one thing to do that's finest for you is be sure to drink all your milk. Yes, sirree, and now, boys and girls, it's time for another exciting chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember last time, Squeaky and Sputters planned to fly over the ghost town and see what it looked like. They're going to use their little red, white, and blue airplane. Well, they wanted to take Rocket with them, remember? But no, sir, he wouldn't go. They're all ready to go now, but they couldn't find Rocket. And when Squeaky looked inside the plane, there was Rocket fast asleep. Well, Squeaky decided to play a joke on Rocket and take him for an airplane ride while he was asleep. Now, Sputters is going to stay on the ground and talk to them by walkie-talkie radio. Now, Squeaky started the motor and they took off, and when Rocket woke up, he was so scared he could hardly talk. As the scene opens today, Squeaky and Rocket are riding along in a plane. Listen.
Now, come on, Rocket, say something. Don't you like this?
Oh, please, little rabbit's foot, get me out of this. Get me down on the ground where I can walk on my own two feet.
Hey, look down there. That's our S-Bar-S Ranch. Oh, boy, doesn't it look little from way up here?
I don't want to look at it. I just want to be in it. Please, little rabbit's foot, come on, do your stuff.
Now, Rocket, this is the way we're going to fly over Ghost Town and see what it looks like.
I don't want no Ghost Town. I want to go home.
Sputters to Squeaky. Sputters to Squeaky. Over.
Oh, my goodness. That's him ghost right now. Oh, help. Help.
Oh, no. That isn't the ghost, Rocket. That's Sputters talking to us over his walkie-talkie radio. Now, I have a radio on the plane, and we'll talk back to him.
I don't want to talk to no ghost. No, sir. Help. You can get me down.
Squeaky to Sputters. Squeaky to Sputters. Over.
Sputters to Squeaky. Sputters to Squeaky. Come in. Over.
Don't you let that ghost come in here.
No, no. He means that he wants to start wants us to start talking to him. Now listen and I'll answer him. Squeaky to Sputters. Squeaky to Sputters. Go ahead. Over.
Sputters to Squeaky. Say, how is Rocket enjoying his airplane ride? Over.
He don't like it, Mr. Ghost. And he don't like you. And I wish I was out of here. And I'm scared and afraid at the same time.
Squeaky to Sputters? Well, I guess Rocket doesn't like it. He thinks your voice is a ghost talking. Say, Sputters, I'm going to give him a surprise. Over.
Sputters to Squeaky. Go ahead, Squeaky. I wish I could see him. Over.
Squeaky to Sputters. Here I go. Off.
Hey, look, Squeaky. That big fan on the front of the thing done quit turning. Boy, I'm sure glad to get all that noise out of my ears.
Well, yes, Rocket, but when that big fan stops, you know, that's the propeller, and when it stops turning, we fall.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, please, little rabbits, but start the big fan again. Help, help. Oh, me, listen to the wind.
Oh, now, that's the sound that an airplane makes when it falls. You see? It was just a trick, Rocket. I'll turn on the engine again. Say, something's happened. It really won't start. Squeaky to Sputters. Over.
Sputters to Squeaky. Hey, what's the matter, Squeaky? Your engine's dead. Over.
Squeaky to Sputters. I was playing a joke on Rocket, and now the engine really won't start. We're coming down, Sputters. I'll have to land somewhere. I'll try the pasture. Here we come. Over.
Sputters to Squeaky. What about Rocket? Over.
Squeaky to Sputters. Oh, my goodness, he's fainted.
Well, say, the joke on Rocket didn't turn out so well. Will Squeaky be able to land in the pasture? You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. And say, how are you coming along with the riddle? You got the answer yet? Well, you keep trying, and I'll give you the answer at the end of the program. Right now, let's see who has a birthday today. Let's turn on those wonderful birthday smiles. I've got the electric eye on. Oh, look at them. Lots of them. Now let's make a wish. All right, I wish that... You got your wish made? Now take a big breath and we'll blow out all the candles on the birthday cake. Are you ready? Blow. Whoosh. Now all the candles are out and we're ready to sing our birthday song for all the boys and girls who are celebrating birthdays today. And then when it's your birthday, well, we'll all sing the birthday song for you. So open up your mouth and just let it roll out. Here we go. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, now, what is the rudest bird? Did you get it? Well, the answer is the mockingbird. Now, you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man Trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.